And continuing discussion on the story of the young Liberal staffer, Brittany Higgins, who made allegations of rape. She says she was raped 2 years ago in the office of Federal Liberal Minister Linda Reynolds. David Crowe joined us in the Parliament House studios now. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
This is an awful human story, but it has political dimensions. It goes to how the Minister and the Prime Minister's office handled it. And Richard Miles says that they need to do better in the building there. It needs to be a safe place. You've had a look and had a listen to what Brittany Higgins is saying. Does it look to you like there was pressure on her not to go to the police, or pressure on her to go? In the end, this has ended up where a lot of these things end up, which is the woman has left her job.
Yeah. It's very hard to be clear on all that happened. Certainly it was a horrific tale that Brittany Higgins told on The Project last night. And it's very clear that she felt that she did not get the support that she needed inside Parliament House. And so that means we have to have this debate about the culture of the Parliament and whether there is enough support for people in this situation. Now, by Brittany Higgins' own words last night, it sounds like the Defence Minister, Linda Reynolds, did listen to her, was nice in her words, and asked if she wanted to go to the police. Linda Reynolds' Chief of Staff also offered support. But the problem is that appears to have been inadequate. And there were those comments from Brittany Higgins about the culture of silence, the culture that didn't encourage her to really take it further as she now thinks, I think she wants to.
Yeah, it's a horrible story. Back to the allegations being made against Peter Dutton and the way the minister's handled those grants from the Safer Communities program. You report this morning Peter Dutton announced two projects in the lead-up to the Braddon by-election, which the department advised, quote, did not represent value for money. What does this do to the minister's argument that he's followed all relevant rules and guidelines, and the Prime Minister saying there's no rules have been broken here?
The argument yesterday in Question Time was that the guidelines had been followed, or this was within the guidelines. Mm. These grants in particular were not within the guidelines. And that we know that thanks to the FOI that the ABC put in and discovered these documents. Now, two of the projects in this electorate of Braddon in Tasmania scored below 50 points on the eligibility criteria, otherwise known as the guidelines. So they weren't within the guidelines, and you just got to look at the time frame. They were announced in July 2018, before the by-election in Braddon. The guidelines weren't even open until later that year, and the decision to fund them actually came in January 2019. So there were a whole lot of questions about that. Yesterday's answers from the Prime Minister and Mr. Dutton didn't really stack up, and there's further to go on this issue.
Yeah, and again, we raise the issue again of a National Integrity Commission, and if that's what will get to the bottom of allegations like this. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age.